We're not going to tell you what's wrong with women. We're going to explain where you may have gone wrong in the past. When it comes to women, men are either zeros or heroes, and we know which one you'd rather be. Caveat emptor. This isn't a how-to guide for getting women into bed. There are plenty of those, and most of them are based on shallow scams that do not lead to any kind of lasting or fulfilling relationship. This book will certainly help you seduce and satisfy women, but our goal is to help you succeed with women for a lifetime. All of the research studies show that men who are in happy, healthy relationships make more money, have more sex. Yes, believe it or not, married men typically have much more and better sex than single men, live longer, suffer less chronic illness, and show less cognitive impairment, i.e., don't lose their minds, in their later years. So feel free to use this book to get a woman into your bed by skipping right to the chapters on romancing and making love to a woman. But if you want to keep her, and not spend your old age alone and doddering around the neighborhood in utter confusion, listen to the chapters on understanding a woman's mind and heart, and the chapter on loving her for a lifetime. It would be easy if there were a sequence of buttons to push to win the heart of any woman, but there's not. Women are complex. Every woman is different, and that's why every woman is so fascinating. This book will help you to understand how to dial out the static and confusion that so frequently becomes the backdrop to a relationship. We know what matters most to women and what women want most from a man. Listen to this guide, and we promise that you will be able to dial in a more satisfying relationship for yourself and for her. How do we know? John Gottman, PhD, is the guy who is known for being able to predict with 94% accuracy whether a couple will get divorced. The scientific laboratory is his major source of knowledge. John is a researcher, and his wife, Julie Schwartz Gottman, PhD, is a clinical psychologist who has worked side by side with John to strengthen couples' relationships worldwide. Doug and Rachel are the co-authors of international best-selling books about intimacy and passion, and Rachel is a physician who uses her clinical experience to help many women and men heal their hearts as well as their bodies in her medical practice. In addition to being the world's leading marriage researcher, John has also distinguished himself by being in many disastrous relationships with women before he met Julie. We want to be perfectly clear on this point. His history with women is mostly a field littered with the corpses of failed relationships. Doug was not born a Don Juan either, although he did eventually write a novel about the famous seducer, and that book has been translated and read all around the world. So, if neither John nor Doug were born blessed with a secret knowledge of women, how have they managed to stay married to amazing women for almost 30 and 29 years, respectively? It can't be stated enough. These two are not any kind of love gurus. Everything they know about women, they've had to learn the hard way, and in John's case, from over 40 years of studying real-life couples. The guidance in this book comes from real-life research and real-life relationships, some bad, some good enough, and some great. A lot of this information is new to the clinical world. In the past, clinicians who wrote about relationships had only seen troubled couples, so they relied on their fantasies of what good relationships looked like. They didn't know how men in really great, happy relationships actually treated their partners. We do. They didn't have the love lab. We do. Inside the lab. In a small apartment laboratory at the University of Washington, in what came to be called the Love Lab by the media, John, and later Julie, used many different methods to study couples. For example, he videotaped them, talking about how their days went after they'd been apart for at least 8 hours. He watched them argue. He watched them talk about pleasant topics, and he watched them spend whole days together in this small apartment. As they discussed the events of their days or conflicts between them, he measured how fast their hearts were beating, how fast their blood was flowing, how they were breathing, how much they were sweating, and how much they jiggled in their seats as they talked, all synchronized to a video timecode. He had them watch their videotape and tell him what they were feeling, and sometimes he had them watch the tape again and try to guess what their partner was feeling.